Someone in passing mentioned the age of the air. Somebody spoke of flight. The age of flight. Begin from there. The theory, if you can call it a theory, went like this. We move about in certain spheres, certain elements. Now those elements are, one, the ground, over and along and under the ground. And two, the water, along the water and under the water. But also conceivably, just possibly, don't let this throw you. Three, the air. We might be airborne. We might sit on the air. We might even tread the air. Lifted on wings. You and I. Speed, the road under us, supported by speed. Power driving us, power of motors. So much for the theory. A dream, really. Question: how long have men had such a dream? The answer comes pat. You know what a man is. He's dreamed of flying in the air ever since the first time he tried and found he couldn't. Laugh it off. This little thought knocks out a mountain range, tears up the jungle. This notion eats oceans, puts the desert in its best pocket, has geography for tea. The barriers to the other side of the world, they can pack it up now and call it a day. They're through. Something called an idea. Rub them out. I said, don't let it throw you. Don't let it throw you. This little notion, this thought, this dream, don't go overboard. No, just tell the stories. Wasn't there something about a magic carpet? Wings on shoes, wings on shoulders. Angels, harpies. Fairies, witches, history, and mythology? Tell the